In my message to you today, I want to make some connections between birthdays in general and the birthday of the church. And I want to say four things. Firstly, to say that birthdays are a special day. Now, you might get to a certain age where you'd rather not have so many birthdays, but think about the alternative. And birthdays are good for you, it's been proven. Yet every birthday is a special day. It's a milestone, a marker on the journey of life. And on those special birthdays, once a year, we look back and see where we've come from. We see how far we've come, how far we've grown, how far we've changed. And on Pentecost Sunday, we remember the birth of the church. And remember the birth of the Methodist Church. We look back and remember our Methodist roots. Last Wednesday, the 24th of May, was what we call Wesley Day. And on that day, the 24th of May, 285 years ago, John Wesley, the father of the Methodist faith, was moved and changed by the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's it. So we'll continue. So we look back to May the 24th, 1738. On that day, the founder of Methodism, John Wesley, was moved by the Word of God. Early in the morning, he read from Mark chapter 12, which has the words of Jesus saying to those who were listening, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Wow, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And what Jesus was talking about was, it's not about animal sacrifices, it's about loving God and loving your neighbor with your heart. That's what's really important. Not outward sacrifices. Wow, John Wesley was beginning to feel, wow, I'm not far from the kingdom of God, but I've got somewhere, some way to go. And he wrote in his journal these words, "In the afternoon, I was asked to go to St. Paul's Cathedral. And the anthem that was sung by the choir were these words from Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins." And John Wesley began to be stirred by God out of the depths. And maybe he felt in the depths that day, down in the depths. And perhaps you do today as well. But God was right there. "O Lord, hear my voice." And God did hear his voice. And he hears our voice in the depths. And then he says, "In the evening of that day, I went very unwillingly to a church society, a Methodist society in Aldersgate Street. Doesn't matter if you came to church unwillingly today. It doesn't matter. God can overrule that and meet with us. I went very unwillingly, and during the meeting at about 9:15, John experienced his conversion. And he wrote in his diary, "I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for my salvation." And he was sure there and then his sins were forgiven. And that was the great turning point in John's life. And after much prayer, he stood and proclaimed to the congregation how he felt in his heart. He was a changed man, changed by the Spirit of God. The breath of God moved upon him and would send him from that place out into the highways and the byways, the marketplaces, the places where the church hadn't been before or had forgotten to go, to those most in need. And he would share the good news of Jesus, the call to return to God, a zeal which would change a church and change a nation. Those are our roots. This is our story. So we give thanks to God for the work of the Spirit in the Methodist Church, which continues to this day. He gave us life. He gave us faith. He brought us this far. So birthdays are special days, and Pentecost is a special day. And second, to say that a birthday is a time to gather together. You might feel like commiserating on your birthday and hiding away on your own, but really we know that we should get together. Have a coffee, go for a meal, have people around, celebrate your birthday. And likewise, on that day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, all the believers were together, we are told, in one place. And that's how we gather today. As you look around this wonderful church family today, we are all here in this one place. God has called each one of you here today. And look how different we all are. And yet we are one family, different but united by the Spirit of God, united around Jesus, called to be gathered, to share our lives with each other, the highs and the lows, to carry each other's burdens, to live in unity, to use the many gifts that he's given. And look how many wonderful gifts are represented here today. So many gifts. Treasures that are still being mined in this church. Gifts that are still being released. And if you have something that you would like to give to this church, some gift that you feel isn't being used, then do speak to myself or one of the stewards. We'd love to release the gift that God has given you. We are his hands, his feet. We are one. He has given us the one spirit to drink, as Jill read to us. One heart of love. So on this Pentecost Sunday, we commit to staying together, to going forward together, working together. Birthdays are a time to gather. And then thirdly, of course, a birthday brings gifts. We buy and give a present to show our love for the birthday boy or birthday girl. A present might be expensive, It might be homemade, but it's given with love. It will have cost us something. And as I say, Pentecost is a day for gifts, the gifts of God freely given to spread the gospel. Theirs was the message, and ours is the message. Call on the name of the Lord, and you will be saved. Your sins will be forgiven. And after Peter preached that sermon, many were added to their number. And isn't it appropriate on this Pentecost Sunday that we are adding to our number today as we receive our new church members? And each one of those is a wonderful gift to this church. We thank God for every good gift on this Pentecost Sunday, the gift of His Spirit. And then lastly, to say on your birthday is a time when you make a wish, a birthday wish. Blow out the candle on your cake and make a wish, but no wishing for more wishes. Make a wish about the future. Because birthdays are not only a time for looking back, but a time for looking forward as well to the future, to look where we're going. And on Pentecost Sunday, as a church, we're looking to the future. And God has kept the best in store for this church. I believe that. He's kept the best in store, and all shall be well. We look to where we are going, and for that we need vision, the kind of vision that was mentioned in that testimony. Young men will see visions, daughters will prophesy, the old will dream dreams. On the birthday of the church, do you have a birthday wish today? What is your wish? What is your vision? How can you see that come true? Do you still have a dream? And if your dream is broken, ask God for a new one. A new dream, a new vision. We don't blow out candles on cakes. Rather, we welcome the flame of the Holy Spirit, to warm our hearts. If our hearts need warming today, just ask. If we're finding that that small flame of faith has been battered by hard times, by the storms of life, ask God to protect it and shield it, and He will. And it can grow into a strong flame once again. He will strengthen you. Receive His Holy Spirit. Be open to the Spirit in this new season of ministry that will begin in September. Make it your prayer today. Come, Holy Spirit, take us deeper. Take us deeper into the things of God, deeper into the truth, and take us further. Holy Spirit, take us further into our walk with You. Take us further out into our community, into Your purposes. Take us further on in our mission. So I close and I recap. First, a birthday is a special day. Second, a birthday is a time to gather together. Thirdly, a birthday brings gifts. And lastly, on your birthday, you make a wish. Thank God for Pentecost. Thank God for one another. Amen. Let's pray together. Empowering God, look upon your church family today. Gathered and directed by your Holy Spirit, may we confess Jesus Christ as Lord. May we offer ourselves and combine our diverse gifts with a singular passion to continue your mission in this world. For we ask it in your name and for your sake. Amen.